tonight on Red Eye.
Coming up on Red Eye, does being awesome at laser tag make you more attractive to super hot models? We pick up where Special Report left off. Plus, does the president want to make the annual White House rave a lot less fun?
I'm just warning you, next year, the E may be gone. I'm just saying.
And finally, will cats ever understand the simple reflective properties of light particles, or should they just give up? Our panel debates this exercise in feline futility next. None of these stories on Red Eye tonight.
Right, and I think the end really makes me feel like I'm in for a good show.
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, you have a way of like doing a tease and still letting people know nothing about the show.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because otherwise, why would you watch?
Right, exactly.
If you know what you're going to see, you're not going to watch. That's the old way you news guys do your teases.
Right.
You tell people what you're going to be doing on the show, and then if people are like, oh, I don't like those stories, they turn the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Viewers can't do that with us because we're not telling them what we're going to cover.
Right. And a lot of them are asleep.
And a lot of them are asleep, and yet I feel like they would still change the channel if they didn't like the
stories. Are you saying like Fox and Friends and Kilmeade and Friends are very much stuck in the 60 minutes mold?
I think you're stuck in the 1960s is what you're stuck in. It's 2014.
It's
embarrassing. You got to stop teasing actual stories.
Fantastic. I got something to tease you about. I know that you are not following World Cup soccer, even though Spain, the reigning world champions, were eliminated by
Chile. Yeah.
You knew that.
I knew that.
Do you know the U.S. team beat?
Ghana.
Final score?
2-1.
But yet you?
Hate soccer.
Thank you. So you admit it that you're a hockey fan.
I'm a lot of sports fans, just not soccer.
Fine. So I find you in the minority, maybe stuck in 1979 or 82. But that's me, and that's me judging you, which I shouldn't do, and I promise not to.
No, I think you should.
Okay, you think I should judge you?
Absolutely.
So if there's another famous talk show host that is the most listened to sports talk show host in America, and he wants to criticize a sport, should he, and this is a tough one, think about it, I'll put up with the dead air.
Okay.
You think.
All right.
Should he criticize that sport he knows so little about?
Yes.
Good. You're going to love this soundbite then. Here is Mike Francesa weighing in with Dave Mazur, the unbelievable college soccer coach at St. John's. Mm-hmm. Cut 24.
And I saw a guy make a winning kick with a lefty kick. Are there guys who kick with both legs?
Yeah, most everybody kicks with both legs.
Oh, they do, Wow. I mean, it's not a strong leg. They kick with both legs, huh?
Everybody kicks usually.
Wow.
Except for sometimes lefties, Mike. You know, there's a little dominance.
So everybody uses, there's not a power leg. They each use both legs, huh?
Generally use both legs, Mike. There can be a predominant leg, but you really have to be capable.
So even your righty key even has to be able to kick with his left leg then, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. I noticed that because I know them kick lefty. I said, wow, I wonder if a lot of guys kick with both legs. So everybody kicks with both legs. Okay.
Okay, that was a gotcha question that you asked me because I didn't know it was going to be Mike Francesa, who is awful.
But he is
unbelievably popular. Wait, does he come on the show a lot?
No.
Okay, so I can say that.
But he's unbelievably popular.
He's so bad, though. He's the worst. Do people outside of New York know Mike Francesa? Is he national?
I think they do. Well, he's Fox Sports 1 picked him up.
Oh, then he's great. Oh, I love Mike Francesa.
They air the show now.
Oh,
on
he's fantastic. Yeah. He's the best. Yeah.
But listen, I'm not a big NASCAR guy.
Right.
I'm not a big horse racing guy.
Right.
I don't really, I mean, I want to like NASCAR because the drivers are the greatest guys.
And it's a great sport.
You like it.
I love it.
So I would never come on and go, let me just tell you something. Those cars are going way too fast.
Uh-huh.
It makes it too hard for the... takes it too hard for the fans to see.
Right.
Or they start us to go around an oval. They should go somewhere instead of around this. Now, if I started talking like that as if I'm knowledgeable, what would you say to me?
I would say you need to shut the hell up, Brian.
Thank you. So that's why I ask legitimate questions of drivers. I'll research and just try to do it. I won't try to be an expert.
Mm-hmm.
He should know better. This guy is like the grandfather of sports tacos. Kick with both. You don't say legs, you say feet. Number one, of course you need both feet. If you watch 2 minutes of a game, you could see both feet.
But he's Mike. Mike Francesa doesn't know about the sports he's knowledgeable about. He's still wrong. So, that's just, you're asking too much of Mike Francesa.
So today I'm going on the 5, and predominantly for one reason. I'm sexy,
uh-huh.
I'm cute,
that's
and I
two.
Like soccer.
That's three reasons.
Right. So I don't have that right.
No.
What should I keep in mind?
Dana Perino can be very handsy.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Maybe I'll ask to get another seat. Or
it might not be a bad idea.
Fantastic. Hey, Andy, we're going to watch you at 3 in the morning.
Thank you.
And it's not a threat. It's your actual plug.
Yes.
Red Eye is on at 3.
I'm hosting tonight.
You're going to be the host.
Yes.
You got to ask the question.
I will.
See you tomorrow.